Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Hey, what is up, everybody? It's episode 327. I'm doing it at the Broad Street Bully Podcast. How you doing? It's beardless Drew Paschke here, along with Jeff and Doyle, and happy Easter to you guys. Christ has risen, but the Flyers have fallen to the bottom of the Eastern Conference, the bottom of the league, the bottom of the division, whatever you want to say. They are now the fourth worst team in the league by point total. So look on the bright side. It's almost over. The Flyers, as of this recording, well, actually, as of you listening this, well, they only have a few games left. They have six. By the time this is out, they've already lost to Buffalo at home on Easter, probably, to make all the kids cry. Or maybe they won. I don't know. But after last night's performance in Buffalo, I'm not very convinced. So, Jeff and Doyle, happy Easter. How are you doing? We're doing radio here. I flubbed the opening 3 seconds.
Yeah, you should just end the podcast.
Yeah, you know what? Go enjoy Easter with your families, people. I did my job, and by did it, I ruined it. But hey, look at the bright side. The Flyers, tank baby tank. And if there's ever a time for a slew of injuries, the Flyers fought World War III against the Capitals earlier this week. And
everybody's hurt.
Everybody's hurt. And if you ever,
that would have been a better song, I think.
Honestly, well,
those aren't the real lyrics, though, Jeff.
Yeah.
You can do anything about music.
Yeah, but you just fix them. But did a whole thing for 100 episodes with changing songs.
What's this we? What's this we? Some people are like, what are they talking about? Go back and don't go back and listen to them. They're pretty good.
I honestly forgot that we did that.
We.
Very forgettable performances.
What? My Master of Puppets one was the best. Episode 78.
We didn't use 22 by Taylor Swift for 22.
Yeah, of course we didn't. I don't think we did that yet. It was 25 was the first one. I did Alive by Pearl Jam. Then it kind of became a thing. Then after by episode like 30 or 40 something, it became like an every week thing.
Yep.
And then I did it to 100 episodes, and then that was it.
Yeah, what the hell?
Beat it into the ground, and then moved on to one Sean Couturier, is right?
Yes. Yeah. And then we kind of gave up because the pandemic took our will to live away. Oh, wait, no, the pandemic didn't. The Flyers did. These mask mandates, am I right? Take me out. Go put a mask on and go sit and watch the Flyers lose. Before we lose you guys, though, don't forget, next Sunday, the Flyers will be playing the Penguins at 4 p.m. at home at the Wells Fargo Center, and we'll be at Xfinity Live to
sell in the sizzle.
Watch the game. It's going to be fun. Yeah, we'll be there with our masks and everything, so we can hide our faces, so you'll never know it's us. No, but we'll be there.
Yeah.
Should be fun. Joe the Rat will be there. You can poke at him when he passes out.
He'll give you a membership card to the Xfinity Live Nap Club.
It's like some podcasts and like shows, when they do live shows, they have like other like celebrities show up. Like sometimes I'll have like it's Christmas, I'll have Santa there to take pictures with the kids. We have Joe the Rat for you to get drunk and sit on his lap and like poke stuff at him and take pictures on him as we stack cans on him and get kicked out of Xfinity Live. So that'll be fun. We'll have a good time. We always run into a couple people, a couple listeners there. It's fun just to say what's up. And, you know, you can buy us a beer because we're better than you. And we put this out for you for free all the time. So you can do that for us.
Yeah, it's the least you could do.
Yeah. And, you know, actually, the first five people that meet us will show you how to check Doyle's blood sugar. And you can walk away with certified. Doyle, right?
Yeah, we're doing that. Jeff still doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, Jeff's actually, we're actually just teaching Jeff, but you can watch. It's going to be like a health class.
You can walk away certified.
I know how to check Doyle's blood sugar. Diabetic blood? No, just Doyle's. Doyle's a certain way. He likes it. But yeah, the Capitals murder fest. Oh, my God.
It involves my butt.
You thought the Russians were hurting Ukraine. You should have seen what Alex Ovechkin and the Russians on the Capitals were doing to the Flyers. Jesus, I mean, 9-2 loss, okay? Whatever. It's just a loss that adds another loss to the tank baby tank mentality of the Flyers trying to weasel their way into the top picks again. But the Flyers had the following players go down, just in case you guys haven't been paying attention. Carter Hart. Cam Atkinson, who's now the team leader in points since Giroux's gone. Cam York, our young baby boy. Rasmus Ristolainen, Patrick Brown, and then Nate Thompson. So they all went down in the Capitals game. However, some of them did come back for the Sabres game. Like Nate Thompson's back
Nate
in the
Thompson
lineup.
Did.
But
that's about it.
Great.
Yeah. But now, if you if you were asking yourself this whole last few months, how could the Flyers get any more of an AHL lineup into an AHL game and pass it off as a to finish the season? Well, here's your answer, people. Bobby Brink got his first call up. We mentioned him last week about how he intended to sign. Noah Cate's been getting some extended looks here at the NHL level, and now Owen Tippett and JVR are with Kevin Hayes on the first line.
That's a hell of a first line.
The second line is Lawton, Lindblom, and Konechny. And after that, you're like, oh boy, Frost is still here. McEwing
Frost looked okay. I'm surprised Farabee's that far down the lineup.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, but just think about this: like, Frost wasn't even supposed to be here, and then, but because of this, enter
he stinks.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. But enter Igor Zamula, who's in the lineup now, so you can get a look at him if that's what you want to watch. And
yeah, top pairing, Igor Zamula.
Yeah, kind of jumping in there and taking the old Cam York spot for now. Maybe when they trade Provorov. I'm just kidding. I don't know. But, yeah, the Flyers last night against Buffalo got out to a 2-0 lead. And I'm like, I've seen this movie before. I bet you they're going to squander it because they don't have enough depth to play a whole 60-minute effort. And they got absolutely slaughtered in the second period. Doyle and I were watching the Sixers game last night. Had the Flyers game on another screen. And every time we looked over and watched some of it.
Smaller screen.
Yeah, but no, it was right in front of us, Doyle. I'm sorry. Doyle wants me to have like two 65-inch TVs in the same room. Jeez.
No, they deserve the smaller
oh,
screen.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Like, dude, I'm made of money.
Johnny Cash.
I'm building a podcast Mughal Empire here. Podcast Mongol Empire. We just invade everybody with our podcasts. But yeah, so
another flub.
No, I didn't. No, I said Mongol on purpose. I said Mughal. Oh. Jeez,
Mughal.
The Flyers. You know, then they answered and took the lead, and then like Buffalo answered right back. So just watching that game was just oh well. At least Konechny had a nice little like line rush down the right wing side, roofing it over the goalie. But still,
yeah, I forgot.
Owen Tippett got another goal. And the Flyers power play still couldn't do that much. Am I missing anything? I don't think I am.
Flyers power play is still the worst in the league.
And the Phantoms AHL power play is still the worst in the league. Not these Phantoms, the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. They're the worst in the league too, and they're running out of time to make the playoffs. I don't think they control their own destiny anymore. So
yes,
all around it's been a banner year for this team.
As soon as they made that whole thing like, oh, we gotta send all these players down because the Phantoms are in a playoff race. They were like 8 points back and in like last place in their division, and then they went on like a very bad losing streak.
Yeah, they're running out of time, and also it's point percentage I think for the AHL because so many games got canceled and didn't get made up. I think.
I have no idea.
I think it's a points percentage they're doing this year for them. So yeah. Meanwhile, Claude Giroux had 3 assists the other night for the Florida Panthers. And he's looking like he's fitting in there pretty well, having talent to pass the puck to and not having to do everything himself and still doing all the things that he did here, but not having to be the guy. So good luck
to
the Panthers.
He's playing center
again. Yeah, who would have thought that? Whatever. I mean, hey, he's playing center on a good team. It's like he has good wingers that can skate.
Yeah, and can actually
score. He has an absurd amount of points as well in his short time in Florida.
Yeah, but only like what, 1 goal, 2 goals?
I don't know. It just makes me proud to be a lifelong Panthers fan at this point.
He's a 15.
I was waiting for you to be a jerk off. I was like, what are you trying to say? You're not talking about Giroux being bad and scoring.
No, I'm just a lifelong Panthers fan.
The only season ticket holder of Florida Panthers.
Well, makes sense.
We got our Chuck's buckets, me and Doyle, so we're ready. We're ready to support Florida on the playoff
run. Go down to Florida and get the worst sunburn ever. Wait, you were just in Florida too.
Yeah, I had to wear a sun shirt the entire time.
Protesting the don't say gay bill.
No. Visiting friends.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Huh. Your gay friends, I'm just kidding. We're doing that one. Cheats drug school.
They're a man and a lady and they're married. That's how they identify.
That's good. Well, happy for you. next Sunday, I can't wait to see all your smiling faces at
Expanded Live. Because they'll be...
The masks. Yeah. Do you think they're actually going to pay attention to that? Now, I know me talking about this is probably to get our podcast banned on everywhere because I'm questioning the use of a piece of cloth that's not regulated to block out moisture droplets.
We're going to get those, like...
Here's how conspiracy theories actually start. A little COVID vaccine thing.
Yeah, COVID, like...
Through Spotify.
Yeah. The COVID warning or whatever.
I'm just saying. I think
keep
it's
saying COVID. It'll definitely.
It's going to cause COVID. 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 Balls. 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 It's gonna cause a problem because a bunch of drunk assholes are gonna try to come into like a Phillies game after being outside all day and try to walk on Xfinity Live, and they're gonna be like, "I'm not putting my fucking mask on. I don't have one." It's gonna cause a problem. That's what I think is gonna happen. Just knowing the sobriety and the candor of our fans, I think that will be a guaranteed thing to happen.
Well, that's what was holding the Flyers' attendance back all season.
Yeah, now they're shooting up. Oh, wait.
Well, for the 41 days it was gone, 50 days it was gone, Flyers' attendance seems to have skyrocketed because Giroux's 1,000th game was in there, and I saw a lot of people in the building.
Yeah. So just goes to show you, what do you want, money or masks? You make the decision, Philadelphia. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Like, yeah, I wonder if, like riling we're going to have to sit outside in Xfinity Live.
Well, we might have to, but it'll be okay. Hopefully, it'll be a bright, sunshiny day.
Yeah, hopefully, it's not cold.
It's the end of April. I mean, this is the time that the NHL playoffs will be underway right now because the NBA playoffs just started. Sixers off to a 1-0 lead. Tyrese Maxey dropping a playoff career high, 38 points. And Joel Embiid not having to eclipse 40 for the Sixers to stroll to an easy 20-point win over the Toronto Raptors. See, I'm a basketball fan now.
Yeah, this is a Sixers podcast.
Well, I mean, honestly, once the Sixers get kicked out in the second round for a team they should beat, we can become the Backstreet Boys podcast because the Phillies suck too. You know, remember last week where everyone thought World Series? Well, they had one bad series versus the Mets and couldn't wake the bats up, and now everyone thinks they suck.
Well, the Phillies could never beat the Marlins, so that wasn't really.
Yeah, people are losing their collective minds right now.
They lost what?
As they should.
The series to the Mets. Then they lost the series to the Marlins. Is the Marlins series a 3 or 4-game series? I don't even know. Either way, out of the 3 games they
played against...
We're
a Sixers podcast, not a Phillies podcast. Come on.
They've won 1 of 2 games against the Marlins.
Well, Bryce Harper can't do it all himself, huh?
Doesn't have to.
Damn, well, Joe Girardi.
But,
let's just hit buzzwords.
Okay. Opening of free agency July 13th. That's how long we have to wait for any excitement for the Flyers.
No. As soon as the season ends, Chuck Fletcher's getting the axe.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. But we'll also, when's the NHL
based
draft
on
lottery?
What?
Based on his having no aim and drifting through life like useless sacks of crap.
The fly.
My counterpoint to that is he's friends with Bob Clark.
The Flyers.
I don't know. The Twitter vitriol with Chuck Fletcher has escalated to a new level.
God
damn it. And everybody is just. Everyone's like, you're not going to have any meaningful resolution unless you fire Chuck Fletcher.
I don't want to. Should I even say this out loud, Doyle?
Damn it, Drew.
I just ran a quick tankathon simulator. The Flyers dropped from the 4th overall pick to the 6th, and Columbus went from the 10th overall to the 2nd, and Chicago went up to the 1st. This is bullshit. But yeah, I'm trying to find out when the 2022 draft lottery is.
It's usually in June.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's. I'm trying to find out the exact date. That's what we're looking for. Oh, it's still not announced yet.
They probably got to wait till the playoffs end, and then they can figure out when they can schedule it.
Yeah, well, hopefully the Flyers can somehow get someone good because, you know, they need help.
Well, the good news is this is a weak draft with not a lot of talent outside of the first round. So
you're saying they trade back?
Everything I've read said next year's the year for the draft, but it's also, you know, the Flyers have been banking on the draft for how long, and look how it's worked for them.
Well, dude, if we just draft like 3 more like versatile two-way centers that play a 200-foot game and won't talk back to the coach, we should
just
have
draft
one
or two generational talents. Problem solves itself.
Yeah, just we have the goalie. We have,
we don't have money.
We don't have Ryan Ellis right now. Like, please, paging Ryan Ellis, come back.
Oh. You haven't been on Twitter, so you don't know. So
what the rumors?
Competing things.
The rumors that he's not
going
to return.
There's two competing things going on here. One is that Carter Hart is perpetually injured, and he's no longer the number one option the Flyers should look to. I want to say it might be Fedotov. Anyway,
yeah,
and then the other one is Ryan Ellis is going to retire, like a Chris Pronger retire, like long-term IR, because he's going to get hip surgery in the offseason. He's never going to play hockey again.
Hold on. Go back to that first one.
Go back to the first one. You just breezed through that.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
So Carter Hart, our baby boy...
So people are saying Carter Hart is too injury-prone. He always misses too much time with injuries. And at this point, he's not the number one goalie, and the Flyers should give up on him.
I don't think that's true.
Is he
all.
Injured right now?
Yes.
Point proven.
Here's the problem. Carter Hart has been playing in front of a shit lineup this year and been putting the team on his back. He probably hurt himself, extending himself through every single goddamn cross-crease play because the defense couldn't cover the backside of their ass with a whole towel.
If he can't,
that's an old saying
healthy,
I used to say.
Is he worth investing in long-term?
Yes, Jeff. I know you're just asking to be facetious, but he still has another year left on his second contract. You know, he'll probably
That's
get
fine.
Another.
Ryan Ellis has like 17 years left on his contract. Flyers are going to eat that when he retires. You know what I'm saying?
Not if he goes on LTIR. If he retires, they don't owe him anything.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't think that he signed his whatever contract over the age that it wouldn't wipe out, but I'm not really sure.
No, that has to be that was the over 35 contracts in the old CBA.
Younger than us, you dunce.
Listen. These aren't my opinions. I literally told you. This is what's been going around in the tweets.
Jeff, we know that.
You can't hide behind this forever, Jeff.
Anyone with half a brain that listens to you talk knows it can't be your opinions, because if that's the point, you'd be, what's the word we're not allowed to use anymore? Retarded. Okay?
No, my opinions are great. Those opinions don't make any sense. I have great opinions.
I don't even know you have any. That's the problem.
Yeah, you just pass these opinions off as, I read this somewhere.
Yeah.
No strong.
It's on the internet somewhere.
If you never commit to an actual idea, you can't be wrong.
That's true.
Yeah, it's bullshit. You got it. You have to go out on a limb in October and say the Flyers will make the conference final. You have to write to yourself a note that'll say that pops up in April to remind yourself, so you talk about it on the podcast. And I was like, I can't wait to bring this up and say, I was right. Well, young Drew, in October, you were so wrong. On the cusp of 32, you didn't know what the hell you were talking about. But it's fine, because the Flyers will be done, and like they'll put us out of our misery. The season is still going on, but magically, by this time next week, they'll be finishing up. The Flyers have the next Sunday versus the Penguins, which will be a home game. And their final game and final home game of the season will be Friday, April 29th against the Ottawa Senators. 7 o'clock puck drop. Excuse me. But
why did you turn to me to call?
Because I want to make sure that your vaccine works.
You could have turned the other way.
It just naturally was already facing the right way. Doyle, I don't know.
You could have turned the other way, facing the rest of the room and not Doyle.
I covered myself. I don't know. It just felt more natural. Listen, I'm ready for Easter eggs, all right?
Sounds like your basement needs a mask mandate.
I'll give you a mask mandate because you're ugly, idiot. Stupid face.
Give you a potato sack mandate.
Fart knocker.
You wouldn't be able to tell to put the mask on your ass or your face because they're both the same looking.
Yeah, so ugly.
You got a butt face.
Speaking of dumb, if you're enjoying this show, we'd like to tell you about Philly Goat. PhillyGoat.com is a Philly sports and other Philadelphia minutia apparel company. They got some great stuff. The sales have been kicking with the James Harden arrival in Philly a couple months ago. So now's the time to buy your summer apparel. They got tanks to show off the guns. If you've been doing your P90X at home, now it's time to show it off. Get a tank top. You don't want to get a hoodie right now. It's getting warm. Get a t-shirt. They have some stuff. Get a onesie for your baby. Hey, get a mask because you're going to need it to go to the bars. Make sure you go to PhillyGoat.com. If you go to PhillyGoat.com, use promo code BULLY, you get 10% off at checkout. That's a whole 10%. And in this economy, this inflation, that's pretty much like last week's paycheck. All right, there you go. So don't forget, PhillyGoat.com, promo code BULLY. Get your stuff.
That discount outranks inflation. So there you go. You're saving 2%.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now's the time. We're helping you out. We're trying to help the common man out, okay? Don't let the federal government help you. We'll help you, okay?
Don't say we never did nothing for
you. Yeah, exactly. And get a good t-shirt or a good tank top or a baby onesie or a hat. So you'll have fun. And that'll keep your bald head from the sun in the summer. Not speaking from experience. Anyway, moving on.
Drew, do you not wear like trucker hats because of that?
I just don't like trucker
hats.
I don't want to look like Ashton Kutcher. I don't know. I don't like trucker hats that much.
Yeah, but like, do you also not wear mesh hats because you get sunburn anyway on your head?
I've never tried it, actually.
You have the mesh hat tan.
I only wore like a mesh hat once back in the day. It was my college roller hockey hat, but I didn't wear it much. I don't know.
With the testis theory.
I don't know. I have this little mini sun hat I wear. No, it's like an old lady. I wear my sun hat, but I do have for when I go hiking or do pickleball and there's a lot, it's like really sunny out. It helps protect my face and my neck and everything.
The smart move. Can't fuck with the sun.
It's like a modified bucket hat. Well, you know, one heat stroke will really teach you to really fight off the environment. So it's always like liquid IV, even if I haven't been drinking, it's like liquid IV on deck, bunch of water, have a little something to eat. And if you start to feel dizzy, just keep working through it. You're not going to have a heat stroke again. You've already prepped because it's just your anxiety coming through. And that's how I've gotten through the last four summers. So don't worry, people. I've got it figured out. All figured out.
The truly inspirational story.
Yeah. I can too. And so can you. But yeah, do you guys have anything else to talk about? I have like nothing. Literally have nothing to talk about here except for the fact that like I guess I could bring this up. Doyle and I were talking last night after we were kissing about what we would expect from the coaching hires next year. Is this year the final of the year that the Flyers clean all coaching hires out, including LaPerriere, and go a whole new direction, or they keep him around because they feel like they owe him? Because I think at this point, Mike Yeo and his staff are gone, right? I don't think they're going to keep anybody around.
Jeff, pull up Twitter, see what they say.
Because, yeah, what?
I think.
Jeff, pull up your own feelings. He's like, what?
I think what they should do is let the new GM hire a new coach.
You're really banking on this new GM theory. I mean, yeah, it's possible and plausible, but I don't know if it's probable.
Oh, it's plausible.
Chuck Fletcher made all the moves.
Unnamed sources told me it's going to happen.
Chuck Fletcher made all the good moves in the offseason and it just blew up in his face because, you know, Matt Niskanen retired and Ryan Ellis got hurt. So I don't know if he's really going to be gone. He might be, but you're really banking on the fact he's going to be gone.
Yeah. Now, who do they hire? That's a different question. I don't know.
As a GM?
Danny Briere, yeah. Clearly. Duh. Don't you guys read Flyers Twitter? I thought you guys were good at this. Come on. Danny Briere's going to move up just like Hextall did.
That seems like the right idea.
It would fit the Flyers recipe. It's like a Marvel movie. You know what's going to happen by the
really,
end of it.
I'm really leaning into this Ivan Fedotov guy. I think we flip Hart for something valuable.
We're not talking about that anymore. We moved on.
The guy that's never played on North American ice is going to be a starting goalie in the NHL right away.
No, he did good in the Olympics.
Yeah, and he's doing great in the KHL. I still don't think he's going to be a starter next season.
Yeah, so did Nikolai Zverev. He was a great KHL player. He was a good NHL shootout player. That was about it. Remember the Flyers had him for a hot minute? Nikolai Zverev. Yeah.
He wore number 93. The true 93.
Yeah, if you wear 93, you don't back check ever. That's kind of just what goes with the number. Ooh, sorry, Voracek. Did you just ban me from Twitter again? Or block me, whatever the hell it is? So I think we're going to see. So if we see a coaching firing, they might wait until they get closer to the draft and we have to see. Because if it gets close enough to the draft, I don't see them firing Chuck Fletcher. If they're going to fire Chuck Fletcher, it's going to happen during the playoffs, don't you think?
Oh, I think it should happen like tomorrow.
During the locker room clean out day. Usually they'll fire Yo or let him go. Well, he's interim. They're not really firing him. They're just going to let him go of his interim head coach duties.
Chuck tries to get into his office on like locker clean out day and the door's locked, the nameplate's taken down. He's like, hey guys, did I miss an email?
I don't think Chuck's going to get fired that soon, but I wouldn't be surprised if after locker room clean out day they like.
Well, if you're going to fire Chuck Fletcher and all the coaches, you definitely want to get rid of them with enough time to pick up new coaches and GMs before the draft happens.
That's why I think the coach is going to be gone first.
Yeah, they need to like formulate some kind of plan that's not draft a two-way center. then that's it.
He has intangibles, Jeff. I don't think you understand what intangibles mean.
Plays a gritty 200-foot game.
Yeah. So, that's what Doyle and I were talking about last night. Also, literally, I have nothing else, and I'm just have Easter on the brain. So, anything else you guys want to talk about? We'll wrap up this quick one.
Yeah, that
I didn't even know the Flyers were on Saturday.
What movie
that we watched the trailer of?
Oh, The Northman. Yes, I want to see that movie. It looks badass. I meant Flyers talk, but yeah, we can talk about that for a second, dude. It's Vikings. It's blood. It's killing. It's going to look. It looks awesome.
It's Alexander Skarsgård with his shirt off.
Yes, Daddy. Hello. Should be good. Jeff, are you going to see it?
What is it?
The Northman. You didn't see the trailer for it yet?
No.
It's Robert Eggers' new movie coming out.
Highly recommend watching the trailer, Jeff.
Yeah. It's like a minute and a half of your life. You'll enjoy it. It's a good...
The first, 30 seconds of it, I was like, I need to see this movie.
Yeah, it's like a Viking movie. He likes to usually do stuff kind of historically accurate, and, the clothing and the setting look pretty accurate, so maybe... It'll be a good period drama.
Robert Eggers, huh?
Yeah. You seen
like Robert Breakfast Meatsers.
You saw no.
Boo.
Did you see the lighthouse?
The lighthouse?
Yeah.
No, but I saw the boathouse with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Okay, you should watch the lighthouse instead. It's Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe.
So just name a completely irrelevant movie.
Yeah.
So it had house in the name.
No, but I saw the TV show Rugrats when I was a kid. Idiot.
Lake House was a great movie. Wasn't that the one where they talked through the mailbox?
I don't know.
I've never seen it.
What rom-com comedy hole did
American
you fall into?
Fantasy romance drama. Yeah, that's it. The
yeah,
Lake
it sounds exactly what you'd watch. You'd lay in the bath with candles lit around you, you little sissy.
How'd you know what I was doing before we started?
I could tell by the way your hair looked. Cut it. I'll give $100 to anyone who walks up to Jeff with a pair of scissors and cuts his hair.
That's assault, brother.
That would be hilarious.
It's for the radio. It's a good bit.
How are you going to know it's me? I'll be wearing a mask.
Yeah, can't you see we're obviously running out of things to do on this show?
Yeah, we can only shine shit for so long.
I'll be at Xfinity Live wearing a Richard Nixon mask.
They cut your wife's hair instead by accident. They're going to do. That'd be so funny. That'd be so good. But yeah, this time next week will be Xfinity Live. I don't know. Are we going to do the podcast before? Are we going to just talk into a phone at Xfinity Live? Like, all right, we're posting this episode because screw it. We're packing it in like the Flyers have for the last 4 months.
Yeah, let's do like the Monday morning podcast. We just talk in someone's phone for 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll just sit at the Xfinity Live Nap Club and talk around Joe the Rat snoring and probably grinding his teeth because he's drunk while his fucking girlfriend gets angry. That should be fun. Or maybe he won't. I don't know. I'll never know what you're going to get with Joe. I just know he's one of a kind. And maybe we'll see some other friends there. But, yeah. You guys got anything else? I'm about to wrap this up. This is it. No?
I am fresh out of ideas.
Well, there you have it, people. We just gave you just about a half hour on Easter Sunday. We're going to go enjoy it with our families. We hope your Easter was good.
Yeah, Drew's going to time constraint here, too. He has to leave.
Well, what do you want me to say? I got Easter plans.
Those plans? Tell me in excruciating detail.
I have to drive to the seashore to see my family by the seashore, and then
God, you got to drive all the way to
some
the shore.
Yeah, I'm going to the shore for a little Easter egg, adult Easter egg pond game hunt my mom has devised for us kids, aka us not adults, but we are, but we're not 50, so we don't count as adults. I don't know.
Eating a little ham, got a little ham.
Going to play a little like pong and get a little buzz on. Eat a little Chinese food. I'll figure out what I'm doing with the rest of my night. I don't know yet, but doing that up with enjoy some time with my fam, because nothing's more important than family. Vin Diesel told me that.
It's family.
Yeah. What was that? All right. You know what, Jeff? I'm going to turn your mic off. Doyle, you have anything else you want to say?
Apparently, I believe if the Flyers get the second overall pick this year, there's another big winger out there who is supposedly shown flashes of...
Nolan Patrick?
Oh, heck yeah.
Jager.
Oh, James Van Riemsdyk?
Yeah, so it'll probably be just that. So they'll probably draft this guy, and then it'll just be James Van Riemsdyk part two.
I love it.
No, the Flyers will draft him, and then like in a month he'll be like, "I decided I'm never playing hockey again."
Yeah, I actually always wanted to join.
I'm never leaving Slovakia.
I want to join the Peace Corps. It's like, damn it, lost another one. But yeah, so you guys have a great week. Enjoy your spring break if you're enjoying that with your kids at home. Try not to kill them. Remember, they'll go back to school soon enough, and the underpaid teachers will take care of them and raise your kids. Don't worry about it. And we'll see you guys at Xfinity Live next week. Go Birds. Go Sixers, go Phillies, and tank, baby, tank. Give me that pick, Flyers. Goodbye.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky, Jeff, and Doyle. Available anywhere you get your podcasts. Check out BroadStreetBully.net for the latest episodes and daily content about the Philadelphia Flyers. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at the BSB Podcast.
Yeah, da 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 da.